Hello, welcome to Shekinah Talks. Today I'm going to be talking about my personal experience with relationships and my personal experience with high school. I don't know if there's anybody who's just now starting high school or just now getting into high school, but I remember yesterday I was at church and they were talking about one of the young ladies had asked me. She was like, "Hey, what was your high school experience like?" And I was like, "Mine was rough." I disinclude the part where I was jumping from high school. I disinclude the part where I had got expelled twice in 1 year from two different schools. So the first thing I'm talking about is my experience with school, with high school was really rough. Also, I am doing my schoolwork while I'm doing this. The reason why is because I am working on not procrastinating, but I've actually gotten a lot better at it. But anyways, my first year of ninth grade, it was rough. I'm gonna tell you why. Because I went to a predominantly white school, so I struggled with my identity really, really bad. Like, this right here is my professional voice. I'm using my professional voice. But I struggled with my identity really bad because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be like everybody else. But the thing was is that people didn't necessarily like me. I thought that they were laughing with me, but they were laughing at me. The reason why they were laughing at me was because I used to make a fool of myself. I used to make fun of myself. I used to dance really like all over the place. And I just used to let people make fun of me and walk all over me. I used to think that people actually liked me. And I remember, this is also a trigger warning, I remember I used to self-harm. And there was these guys that used to make fun of the scars on my arm and be like, "Oh, look at that. Like, why would you do it? And why would you wear short sleeves?" But nobody ever really realized it was a cry for help. People thought I was constantly doing stuff for attention, but honestly, I just wanted to fit in. And I think that's a really big problem nowadays, is that kids just want to fit in. They just want to be included in stuff. But the thing is you don't need to necessarily fit in. You will find that group of people in high school. Is it hard? Absolutely. It is hard. It is really hard to find that group of people. You think that it's the end of the world when you don't have friends in high school. I thought it was too, but it really wasn't. So my freshman year, I had this friend named Marissa. I was really mean to her. Everybody else was super, like, mean to me. Like, everybody I thought that was my friend was just really mean. They didn't care about me. Like, I don't know. Like, when I told them about all of my self-harm attempts, they just like, "You're doing everything for attention." And I just wanted to say, "You're right. I am. I need help. Somebody please help me." But I never did that. You want to know why I never did that? Because I allowed people to walk all over me. I allowed people to treat me mean, and I allowed people to do what they wanted to me because I thought they were my friends. High school is not necessarily all sunshines and rainbows, but it's also not all, like, horrible. You know what I'm saying? Because when you find that group of people, you're good. But Marissa, she was my group of people. I was just really mean to her. So I was in Ohio, by the way, for ninth grade, and I remember getting suspended because me and my friend got caught with a vape and stuff like that. And I indeed did tell on her because I did not want to get in trouble. So, yes, I did snitch. But they still would have gave me the same amount of time. And she didn't want to be friends with me anymore after that. She didn't want to talk to me. And just, yeah, like, she didn't want to talk to me. And she continued to make fun of me with everybody else. Everybody else started to hate me. But guess who I had? Marissa. Marissa was always on my side for everything. Even as I get older, I see it now. You know, me and her went, like, in sixth. Let me tell you how we met in sixth grade. Really quick, I'm going to backtrack. In sixth grade, we met because she had a crush on this guy, and I had a crush on this guy, but she ended up dating the guy, so I was mad, and I went off on her. I was like, "Hey, you like him, blah, blah, blah," and stuff like this, and it was just rough. But we ended up, she ended up becoming, like, my best friend. And she still is till this day. We've been friends in sixth grade. So how old was that in sixth grade? Like 12? 11? I don't know. But we've been friends for probably a while now. And I wouldn't trade that for the world. Marissa, she's a really good person. And she has such a sweet, big heart. Like, literally, she's coming to my wedding to be my maid of honor. Like, literally coming all the way from Ohio to be my maid of honor. Just because I had asked her to. And she knew that I struggled with relationships really bad. But yeah. So anyways, back to ninth grade. Ninth grade was just like I ran track and I did all this stuff. And, you know, I thought that these people were my friends, but it turns out that they really were not. Like I said, I used to get, like, made fun of horribly. People used to tell me things about myself, and I used to start to believe them. So I started trying to change my hair, and my hair was a hot mess. I used to try to dress like them, so the way that I dressed was a hot mess. I used to try to be just like them, and it did not work out the way that I wanted it to. It just wasn't what I thought. You know, high school was never what I thought it was, and I wish that it was, but sadly, it was not. Sadly, I allowed people to do things like be mean to me, and I allowed these things all because I just wanted a group of friends. And the girl that I was friends with, she was a horrible friend to me, and I remember she got, well, I started smoking weed really bad. This is when I started smoking really bad and drinking too. But yes, so, you know, just doing horrible things and lying to my mom and running away. And yes, I did run away. I ran away for like a couple days. Well, no, I didn't run away for a couple days. I ran away for a couple hours, and I just, it was rough. But now I'm doing really good, and now I wouldn't change anything that I went through, because everything put me to where I'm at now. They taught me how to defend myself, not exactly be mean, but how to navigate friendships and how to actually be a good friend. And I really was a horrible friend, and I'm taking full accountability for that, because y'all, if when I get my little 1,000 followers and I'm speaking it, y'all not about to be trying to cancel me for stuff in the past, okay? Because that's why I'm being honest and open about it now. This podcast will find people that genuinely probably have went through the same thing or are going through the same thing right now. But no matter what the circumstances are, bullying is never okay. Bullying somebody just because they're different, or just because they have different hair than you, or something like that, is never okay. I struggled. I really did struggle. Like, I struggled so hard freshman year. Like, I was in the bathroom all the time smoking and doing stuff I had no business doing, and being just all over the place and stuff like that. So my mom now we're going to 10th grade. 10th grade, my mom ended up telling me, like, hey, we're moving to Arizona. So we ended up moving to Arizona. So I'm in Arizona, and it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. Arizona's not bad. Because when I came here, I didn't have any friends at first, but I ended up meeting my friends, Jenny and Sweet, which are also two of my bridesmaids. I ended up meeting them. We bonded over, guess what? Vaping. And Marissa was really sad when I left. Like, it was really sad leaving her, but it was a fresh start. You know, nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew my past in Ohio. So I made up whatever story I wanted, but I actually didn't do that. I didn't really tell them about my Ohio past, but they did. Like, it was just, I don't know. I wasn't really made fun of in the 10th grade. But the thing was that I did smoke a lot. So I was failing all my classes. I was never on time because I was always in the bathroom smoking or getting high. And, you know, just doing things that I just have no business doing. And me and my mom's man, we never really got along. Like, we never did. I know he didn't like me. He necessarily was not my favorite person. It was like he's taking my mom away because my sister had moved out to college. So it was just me, my mom, and Bill, you know. And in 10th grade, also, my sister got, she had kidney disease. So the rough part about kidney disease is that she didn't know when she was going to get a new kidney. But good news is she's alive now, and she's doing really good, and she's actually pregnant. She's about to have a little baby girl named Mila. Can't wait to spoil her. But anyways, yes, she's doing good now. But I got really depressed about that. And everybody kind of just assumed that I was okay, but I was absolutely horrible. So smoking a lot, drinking a lot, going to parties a lot, doing all this a lot, you know, just normal 15-year-old, 16-year-old stuff. I never really was good at keeping friends. I was never good at being a good friend. I didn't know what being a friend was because I don't know. Like, I was with so many, like, horrible, like not horrible people, but I had so many horrible friendships, like letting people walk all over me or just letting people do this and that I started to do the same thing to people. Sweet, me and her had a rough friendship at first, like in the beginning, and we're still working out our problems to this day. But if you genuinely can't work out your friendships and your problems or stuff like that with your friends, then you have no business being friends. So literally just letting people go, it's hard. It was rough when I first did it, like in the past when I was in Ohio, but I did it, you know. So basically, it's just, I went through this thing with guys, this was also in Ohio too, I went through these things with guys where I was like, oh, I like this person, and just, I like him, and I would make myself known that I like them, and I would try to be the center of attention, and shit like stuff like that. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I would always try to be the center of attention or whatever. And I would always try to make sure they know that I was like them. Just being real weird, stalking them, texting them, just doing whatever I could. And making it known. Like, literally making it known that I liked them. Like, it was just crazy. Like, I don't even understand why I was even just, Jesus, praise the Lord. But I don't even understand why I was like that. Because, like, I knew these guys didn't like me back. But I thought it would be different in Arizona and not the same in Ohio, you know? So, of course, I went through a time period where it was just guys, this, guys, that. And I was just vaping a lot. So, I mean, like I said, smoking a lot and smoking weed. I mean, I was smoking a lot, y'all. I was always high. And if I wasn't high, I was angry. And my mom knew I was getting high, but she couldn't come to terms with it. So, you know, just there was this guy I really liked. And he, I mean, there went through a time where I didn't have a phone. So, I was on my MacBook. So, I would literally, not my MacBook. I was on my Chromebook. So, I would get on my Chromebook and I would text him, Instagram him there. It was just crazy. But we ended up, you know, seeing each other in the hallways and stuff like that. But for some reason, these guys never liked me back. It was really sad. I knew that they didn't. I think sometimes guys just like, you know, their pride, and they just like their pride and their ego. And they just want, they like getting their pride and ego fed on. So they were just like, oh, yay, she likes me. Time for me to play her, you know. Time for me to lead her on. Time for me to make fun of her with all my friends. And that's kind of what happened to me. But, I actually ended up, like, just going online and finding a boyfriend online during my sophomore year. And, no, junior year. But that's a, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Sorry, if this is kind of all over the place. I just, like, I, you know, I talk. So, but, yeah. But, anyways, I started off with kind of, how do I put it? I started off with, like, just, okay, let me put it this way. I started off just being not fake when I got here. I just was dulling my personality because I was scared of people not liking me, you know? But when I was around Jenny and Sweet, my real personality came out. Our friendship at first was built on alcohol and weed and things that we just all agreed on. You know what I'm saying? We just all agreed on this stuff. And it was rough. It was really rough, you know? We just all agreed on this stuff. Like, it was just, I don't know. Like, that was our whole friendship thing. Like, whenever we were together, we would drink. Whenever we were apart, we would drink. It was just normal for us, I guess. But that's not really a sober friendship. And we tried to get sober and be sober friends. But me, I was a crash out type. If I didn't smoke weed, if I was drunk, I was mean, y'all. I was mean. But literally everything started to go downhill. So, I'm going to tell y'all a story about how I got expelled from Cortez High School. So, basically, what happened was I ended up going to CVS. Walgreens. It was Walgreens early in the morning before school one day. And they called us stealing, me and a couple of these other girls. They called us stealing. And so, they called the school. And the school went through our stuff. And they went through our stuff. And so guess what they found on me? They found a bunch of carts, a bunch of vapes, and I got suspended for 9 days, but they saw my grades and they were like, she's getting expelled. So my mom, because then my mom didn't answer the phone. So I went home and I'm like, mom, they suspended me for 9 days. She finds out what happens and she found out the full story. You know, I get my phone taken. Oh no, I get my computer taken or whatever. And because I didn't have a phone at the time, my phone's broken. I used to break phones back to back. But anyways, so yeah, I ended up getting expelled. And my mom, she ends up telling me, we're going to go get you evaluation at this place. So I ended up going to this place, right? And when I ended up going to this place, it was called Mind 24/7. I'm sorry. This is like all over the place. So I ended up going to this place, right? And so I'm in this place and they're telling me we're just going to do an evaluation or whatever. They end up keeping me they end up taking me to a place called Oasis. They end up keeping me for a week. That was traumatizing. So I end up getting out of there. And guess what I do? Smoke weed or whatever. And because I had money on my thing. I got paid. I was working at this job called Panda Express or whatever. But, yeah, so I had money. So first thing I do when I get out is I smoke, you know, because, you know, your girl was rough. And I drink. That's the first thing I do when I get out. And so I ended up going to this different place. 25 kids. The rest, literally half of them were freshmen. It was a small little area. There was only two juniors, me and this other girl. And there was another person. There was only, like, two sophomores and, like, no seniors. So, basically, I ended up becoming friends with this girl. And I was really mean to her. And I treated her like crap. I was always into guys. So, I ended up getting this guy. I meet him on Wiz. I ended up running away with him. And he, because he ended up texting my mom and stuff like that. And before that, he also ended up texting that girl. And was making fun of something that shouldn't be made fun of. And I'm so embarrassed to admit it. But he's making fun of something that shouldn't have been made fun of. Because she didn't give me the answer. So he was like, give me your number. I'll do this for you or whatever. And me, I thought this was love. And so my mom, she ended up, like, finding out that who it was, ends up telling the school, because this school knew, like, all my business, that I was vaping and all this stuff. So they used to search me every morning, and they used to make me take off my jacket, and so they could see if I had anything in my bra or whatever. But it was rough. So I tried to keep my head down when I went back, but it didn't work out. So I ended up, like, crashing out, like, on them or whatever, and they were just like, we can't handle it anymore. She's a disturbance student. Get her out of here. To give me a withdrawal form. That's the second school I got expelled from. And my mom, she was not happy. So I ended up going to this online school. And then during that online school, leaning over the weekend, I decided to throw a party with 200 people. So I was a junior by then. So when I threw that party with 1,200 people, my mom, she sent me to Ohio to go live with, well, to go visit my sister originally. But then she ended up telling me I'm living with my dad while I was down there. It was rough. I felt betrayed. I had trust issues. I didn't like living with my dad. It was rough. Let me tell y'all, I was not the best kid. Absolutely, I was not. I was not the best kid. But me and my dad went through some things, and I did not agree with my stepmom, and they ended up reading my journal. And while I was at work, and then this whole spiel or whatever. But I'm not going to trauma though. But this whole, like, spiel or whatever. This was my high school. So I ended up in my senior year. This time, I started to keep my head down. This is where I'm like, this is, so I went to two schools during senior year, and I'll get to that. I start to keep my head down because, like, a predominantly white school, again, this is a small town, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows my stepmom, so my stepmom was just asking people about me so that she finds out I'm vaping at school or whatever. I was playing basketball, which I was horrible at, which is surprising because I'm black. I'm just kidding, that was a joke. It was rough. Because none of these people liked me. I mean, this was the type of school where everybody talked about everybody behind their backs. They used to call me a vape beggar and stuff like that. Nobody liked me necessarily. So I started keeping my head down and I stopped talking to people. I kept my headphones in. I didn't talk. I didn't want to be friends with anybody. I did become friends with the sophomore, but we ended up being friends and then not being friends because things were getting around the school. So we were just like, it's best if we're not friends. But we were really good friends and played basketball together and stuff. And mind you, I turned 18, so my dad just, you know, still not letting me do much of anything. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was 17, and it was a really strict household, so I felt restrained. So I ended up moving out after, like, 4 months of being there, 5 months, I think, and ended up going to a different high school, and I live with my grandma, smoke a lot of weed and stuff like that, and ended up going to a different school. I still graduated, though. I graduated, and I'm in college right now. I'm in two of them. I have to re-enroll to my fashion school, which is LIM College. It's online, and right now I'm in Bible College. But high school is rough. But if you learn to exactly, how do I put it? Just stop trying to fit in when you know you're not supposed to fit in. You're not meant to really fit in. I'm not gonna lie, unless you genuinely find people who love you for who you are. Don't try to be somebody else just because everybody else is being that person. Don't try to fit in when it's just not working. I don't know how to explain it, but this was my experience. Like, don't fall for guys online. Don't be way too into boys. Maybe these boys might be into you, but sometimes high school guys sometimes have one intention. It depends. This is my experience. They either want sex, and that's literally it. and it's just true. And so I had to remember who I was as like a person, and it was hard getting my identity back, because now I know who God is. I know who God is, and I still struggle with things as a Christian. But honestly, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't start calling myself a Christian until I got my relationship right with God, until I knew how to follow Christ the correct way. There are still things that I do. There are still things where I fall short of. I'm not good. I have not stopped vaping. I'm going to admit that. I still vape. I still do. It's one of those things where I'm just like, I'm vaping because I'm stressed. But I know that I can stop doing it if I genuinely am willing to stop. But right now, I'm just not. And that's one of the things that I struggle with as somebody who is a Christian, as somebody who goes to church, as somebody who genuinely helps people and tells people about God. Like, I genuinely believe that, like, it's all about a matter of who you are as a person. And don't lose who you are as a person because other people want to be somebody else. Don't lose yourself because other people don't like who you are. You should rather be liked for who you are rather than somebody that you are not. And that's what I wholeheartedly believe. But yeah, that's just a short little story. I'm sorry if it was all over the place. No, this podcast is not over. I'm still sitting here explaining things. I'm actually doing schoolwork right now. I think I said that at the beginning. I'm literally doing schoolwork right now as I'm talking. That's probably why my mind was all over the place. I'm focusing on two tasks at once, which I've gotten a lot better at. But don't be like me, y'all. Get y'all schoolwork done when y'all supposed to. Do everything when you're supposed to. Make sure you're doing it, because y'all, I am so, like, I'm just like, I should have been got this done. Like, girl, what are we doing? Like, get this stuff done. But I might, like, sometimes I'm my own worst critic. Like, I'm like, girl, you should have got this done. You should have did this. But I sometimes have to tell myself, Shakira, you got to slow down, because I feel like everything needs to be perfect. I need to be doing everything all at once. I need to have everything done now. And I realized it's not going to come right now. It's not going to come all right now, because if it came all right now, I would not be living my life like Jesus would intend me to, how Jesus would want me to. I would not. No. So, yeah. But just, guys, like, high school is rough. And if you dropped out of high school, who cares? Nobody's judging you. And if you feel like people are, they're not. Trust me, people don't care. Like, when you get out of high school, you literally stop talking to everybody. Like, I literally deleted everybody off my following list. Off of, like, my Instagram followers and stuff like that. And now it's literally just, like, my friends or people I met along the way. People I met at work and stuff like that. And I went through jobs. I mean, I went through fast. Like, let me tell you about all the jobs I worked at. So, I worked at Panda Express first for 3 weeks. Smashburger for about a year. Wingstop for about 4 months. McDonald's when I was at my dad's house, McDonald's when I was at my grandma's house, Taco Bell when I was at my grandma's house. Then I came to Arizona and I worked at a GCU for about 2 months. Then I worked at Skechers. Then I worked at this place called, it was like this little charity place, Covenant House. And then I worked at, for solar panels. And then I worked, like, y'all, it was bad. I was not good at keeping jobs, but now I am. I've been at my new job called The Real Real for 2 months, y'all. So yay. As somebody who genuinely has to learn, like, I have to learn, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like, it's okay, like, I get it. Like, I just didn't want to dedicate my life to a 9-to-5, but I realized that I had to learn things. Like, these jobs had something clearly that I had to learn. You know, I had to learn how to listen to other people, and I feel like that was a small step for me, but definitely learning to listen to other people rather than thinking that I know better and trying to work my way to the top. No, it'll come if it's meant to come. You know what I'm saying? But I also have to work too. Like, I have to genuinely work for what I have, for what I need, for what I want. If I want things, I have to work for them. But wanting could either mess you up or either it could get you together. Because you will genuinely start to work really hard for the things that you want. And it will humble you. And it will make you lose all your pride and all your ego. But definitely, 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 like, just stop worrying about what other people say. Because people are always going to have something to say. People have to talk about you because they don't like themselves. They don't like who they are. So they talk about you so that they can stay relevant. They talk about you so that they feel more superior to you. And I had to learn that. You know what I'm saying? There's people that still stalk my page from 4 years ago. I don't pay them no mind. They're probably talking about me right now. Who cares? I can't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this one is longer than my last one. But thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys I love you guys who listen. I love all of you guys. And I know that I will get my little followers. And I know that I will. But I gotta start off somewhere. So thank you guys. Bye.